Monday, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll have complete market details for you coming up right after this.
We Watch 2016, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to be working recently with the Home Baking Association, helping sponsor 4 days of hands-on workshops for more than 40 family and consumer science educators from across the state of Oklahoma. The Baking Built Steam workshop was conducted in partnership with the Oklahoma Career Tech, Stillwater High School's Family and Consumer Sciences Program, Shawnee Mills, as well as the Wheat Commission. Participants learned about measurements, ingredients, refrigerated doughs, yeast doughs, food safety, and how to make whole wheat dough into pizza crust, which was lunch for the first day. The Home Baking Association is an advocate for increased home baking by providing tools and knowledge to perpetuate generations of home bakers. Visit their website for a wonderful collection of how-to videos, recipes, curriculum, and other multiple resources, homebaking.org. And you can learn more about what the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is up to. Go to their website, okwheat.org.
While mixed cattle trade created only limited market activity through the day, while the main focus moved to nearby lean hog futures, which showed aggressive price support in nearby contracts as October futures took their place as front month contracts. Corn prices were higher in light trade with September corn futures about 3 cents higher. Stock markets were higher too in light trade with the Dow Jones 76 points higher. NASDAQ is up 35 points. Narrowly mixed trade was seen in the live cattle complex today where there continued to be increased market interest that developed through the rest of the complex. August and October futures held narrow losses while the firmness in beef values helped to spark some long-term support in deferred contract months. Cash cattle markets remained quiet with show lists generally mixed early in the week. Bids are not expected to appear until later midweek. Narrow trading ranges continue to be seen through the feeder cattle futures complex, with nearby contracts holding light support following the strong push higher in beef values and the ability for live cattle markets to remain stable. But the gains in the grain market through the day limited underlying support and still held losses in deferred contracts as traders look for higher production costs coming from feed price increases. Grain futures were higher today, paced by strong gains in soybeans and a more optimistic tone on global markets that helped futures overcome bearishness from record production forecasted by USDA reports. Corn prices followed soybeans higher, holding Friday's reversal higher despite USDA's bearish production estimate. Soybeans were higher with technical buying noted today after Friday's mixed outlook from USDA. November futures burst through the downtrending channel overnight off summer higher, rallying to its 50-day moving average. Wheat prices followed soybeans higher as well, attracting some follow-through buying after Friday's reversal. Spring wheat continued to pace the market with Minneapolis September closing above its 50-day moving average at the 38.2% retracement of June-August sell-off. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn for Radio Oklahoma Network.